Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Every morning at this time, Dr. Dworkin takes a look behind the health headlines to tell us the story behind the story. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
This health headline from Bloomberg.com reads, working 10 hours or more a day raises heart risk.
Well, that headline is not actually correct. This was a study done in the European Heart Journal and looked at British workers, 6,000 men and women ages 39 to 61, that were free of coronary heart disease and worked full-time at the start of this particular study. They were followed for over 11 years, and they were measuring how many of them had heart attacks, death from coronary disease, and non-fatal heart attacks and definitive angina. And this was clinically proven data. So it wasn't just reporting, it was actually measuring if these people had this. And then they looked at each of these individuals and stratified them across a range of hours they worked a day, from normal hours of work, 8 hours a day, an extra hour, an extra 2 hours, or an extra 3 to 4 hours per day. And what they found is that those that were working 3 to 4 hours a day more every day seemed to have an increased risk of heart disease. But the problem was is that this study couldn't explain the link between overtime work and cardiovascular events. In other words, there's no causal relationship. And part of the difficulties were that there were possibly several other mechanisms that could be associated over 11 years with the development of heart disease, such as hidden hypertension, people have type A behavior patterns of working, difficulties unwinding after a work, willingness to go to work sick, and also some other limitations that were in the study that the authors themselves pointed out was that they weren't able to assess changes in these particular risk factors, whether they were developing other known risk factors for heart disease, the possibility that their work hours changed during the course of those 11 years, and also they were unable to assess whether these people developed depression or anxiety disorders. So that was some of the issues. And another one noted by Gordon McInnes, who is at the University of Glasgow, who wrote an editorial of this particular study, also said that the lack of information on any medications used to treat heart disease wasn't there in the study. So they didn't know whether people were actually taking medications at all for heart disease. So although statistically they found something, they don't have enough evidence to suggest that working extra hours per se gives you heart disease, like that headline in Bloomberg tended to say.
Okay, thank you.
Very welcome, Steve.